This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7:01. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Tuesday, October 22nd. We'll be taking a look at Secretary of State Antony Blinken overseas. We've also got our full weather forecast coming up. Currently in Wichita, it's mostly clear and 54 degrees here on this Tuesday morning. Two new natural gas plants are set to be built right here in South Central Kansas. Evergy making the announcement yesterday, along with state leaders who say the plants will stabilize energy needs. One of those plants will be built south of Hutchinson in Reno County, the other in northwest Sumner County. The plant in Sumner will start providing power by the year 2029, and the plant in Reno County by the year after. Evergy VP of Development Jason Humphrey says it's part of a larger process to keep the power on using multiple energy sources.
The great thing about natural gas is it's extremely flexible. If the sun is shining and the wind is blowing, the power plant can back off or even turn on. But on days where that isn't happening, the power plant's ready at the call to provide energy to our customers.
More than 500 jobs will be created at each plant during construction. And then once they become operational, the plants will add about 30 skilled positions. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Israel. It's another attempt to revive ceasefire talks.
This trip comes in the wake of Yahya Sinwar's death. He's the Hamas leader in Gaza, killed by Israeli troops last week. Sinwar was blamed by some for the lack of a ceasefire and hostage release deal. Today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected to meet Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but hopes of a revived agreement are uncertain. It's not clear who's making decisions in Hamas or how keen Prime Minister Netanyahu is to strike a deal. Secretary Blinken will visit Arab countries in the next few days, talking to leaders about how Gaza should be governed once the war is finally over. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The Wichita City Council is going to attend a workshop today. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News. Council members will look at the future of new water treatment plant, water and sewer rates for the coming year, and a public arts overview.
When staff presents, then the council can have questions, provide feedback. And so nothing gets passed at a workshop. It is simply, again, an opportunity to come together and hear what staff has to say and hear what council members want as a direction.
Mayor Wu says no formal action will be taken. Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show on KNSS. The home stretch of the presidential campaign means near daily events for the presidential nominees.
Former President Trump visited Swannanoa, North Carolina Monday and saw damage from Hurricane Helene.
But you got to get a little bit better crew in to do a better job than has been done by the White House. It's been not good.
Vice President Harris has added a bit more anger to her stump speech, saying in Bucks County, Pennsylvania over the weekend that the former president
must never again stand behind the
Tomorrow, Vice President Harris has a CNN town hall. Thursday, she's in Atlanta with former President Obama. Today, former President Trump is rallying in Greensboro, North Carolina, and Thursday, he'll be in Las Vegas. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A new area of roadways about to be closed for construction. It's going to affect the area of Hydraulic near I-135 and K-96. The on and off ramps for both north and southbound traffic will be closed, as well as the eastbound lanes of K-96 for that ramp. The work begins at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, and it will run through early Thursday evening. Crews will be installing girders for the new overpass connecting I-135 and K-96. Textron Aviation announcing longtime Cessna Citation customer Ryan Samples is going to be the launch customer for the new Cessna Citation CJ4 Gen 3 business jet. The company unveiled that yesterday at the National Business Aviation Association Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition in Las Vegas. Samples entering into a purchase agreement with the company to take delivery of the first CJ4 Gen 3, expected to enter into service in the year 2026 from Wichita-based Textron Aviation. A ban on guns at one university will stand, and a man obsessed with his coworker's brakes, and nothing good came out of that. And our full weather forecast is on the way as well. We'll be talking live with KSN Storm Track 3 forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams. That's coming up. KNSS News Time is 7:06. It's 7:09 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A ban on guns at the University of Michigan will stand.
The state Supreme Court declining to hear an appeal from a man who said the university policy violates the Constitution. A 2023 Michigan Court of Appeals was asked to look at the university's 2001 gun ban after the U.S. Supreme Court expanded gun rights in 2022, but ruled 4-2 in favor of the university, saying the efficacy of gun bans as a public safety measure is a matter of debate. However, because the university is a school and thus a sensitive place, it's up to the university to determine how to address that public safety concern. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Prosecutors say a man's obsession with his co-worker's brakes was the motive behind her murder.
Texas authorities say the man arrested in the homicide of a co-worker admitted he shot and killed her because he felt her brakes were too long. 51-year-old Travis Merrill was arrested in the killing of Tamara Colasso at her desk as she returned from break Thursday at the company they both worked at, Allegiance Trucks office in Louisville. Court documents revealing Merrill admitted being obsessed with her and the break she took at work and not paying any attention to him. Allegiance Trucks releasing a statement to Fox 4 expressing its devastation over the incident, noting that the Louisville office is closed indefinitely. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
It's 7:11 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras out there right now showing things looking still okay on the roadways. The traffic does appear to be quite a bit heavier, and especially right around southbound I-235 at Kellogg. Got a stalled out vehicle there, and so we're starting to see some slower traffic around that as the traffic volumes are picking up. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at our weather forecast. Let's check in live and get the KSN Storm Track 3 forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Hey, good morning, Ted. How you doing?
Fantastic. How are you?
Not too bad. You know, the rainfall, the thunder, the lightning, you know, woke me up, you know, late yesterday evening, but it was, you know, nice to, you know, hear the downpour that rolled through. Now, of course, you know, when we're dealing with the type of storms that rolled through yesterday, I know some people barely got a few sprinkles, while others, you know, as I mentioned, you know, getting a nice little downpour. So it really just depends on where you are and if you have a rain gauge. That's how you can determine exactly how much rainfall you received yesterday evening. But as far as Wichita at Eisenhower National Airport, officially 0.14 inches. Not much, but you know what? At the end of the day, it's better than nothing, right? We'll continue to have to wait again for another chance for rainfall. That's going to be a couple of days from now. So as we get into the forecast, back to sunshine now that rainfall has moved out. A lot of the clouds gone, too. High of 86 degrees, though, so it's going to be a warmer than average day. Not really feeling much like October with a high of 86 degrees. Skies stay clear tonight with a low of 52. Not too chilly by early tomorrow morning. A little bit cooler. A front rolling through later on tonight. This is going to drop us down to a high of 79 degrees. Still unseasonably warm, just not as warm as what we'll see today. And then for Thursday, so far going with a 10% chance of seeing a shower or thunderstorm. This is going to be closer to Thursday evening. So after we get up to a high of 88 degrees on Thursday, another cold front going to cut through the area. And this is what could spark a shower or thunderstorm during the evening hours, but only going with around a 10% chance. So we have a much better chance of staying dry. A little bit cooler by Friday, 73 degrees. Pleasant weekend, Saturday, 69. Sunday, 73. Nice weather for any Halloween activities, with it being the weekend before Halloween, of course. And then early next week, just be prepared to hold on to your hats as we're expecting some windy conditions by Monday, high of 82. Right now, we're at 51 degrees, south wind light at 6 miles an hour, and skies virtually clear.
Yeah, that heavier rain just couldn't quite make it into the Wichita area.
Yeah, and you know what? But, Ted, you know, as I mentioned, at least we got something. You know, at least we got something out of it as, you know, we know how dry it's been. But, you know, as far as anything more significant than what happened yesterday, I think it's going to take a little while before we see something like that.
All right. That's why we check in with you every day to make sure you keep us updated on that.
That's right.
All right. Hey, Ronnell, thanks. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
There he is, live, the KSN Storm Track 3 forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. 7:14 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And you've heard a lot of Ted today, but not a lot of Steve. Well, let's bring him in. Let's get Steve McIntosh with us this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning to you, Ted. And a quick weather update. We got about, according to my rain gauge, less than a tenth of an inch here in Riverside last night. But I got to tell you, we had some pea-sized hail late last night. I don't know if anybody else got hail, but we did in Riverside.
Yeah, there was some here and there. So
okay.
Got a little bit of that going on yesterday. Well, what were your activities yesterday?
We were up late last night partying. The Kansas Association of Broadcasters had their annual convention this week here in Wichita and at the Marriott. And I was there along with some of our coworkers to be honored and pick up the awards that we won this year from the KAB, which is always a proud moment. A big crowd on hand and radio and television people from across the state. We had a great evening and picked up three awards. The three biggest awards for our market size, and that being the best newscast, which people are hearing right now, the best newscast in the state of Kansas. Well, it's about the 10th time we've won that one. And then I picked up your sports award for you. I let him take my picture while I was holding your award. I hope that's okay. People won't mistake
well, of course.
Me for you.
Thanks for doing that.
But and also we had our award for the best weather coverage, and our brand manager, program director Tony Dusing, picked that up for us because he was the ramrod of that to coverage, and it was just a great honor and an honor to you and me, and of course Jad, of course, and everything that Jad does as well, and our news team, and Dan O'Neill and Rodney and all of us. So it was a great deal. They said this year that they had over, are you kidding, 900 entries in for these awards.
Oh, gosh.
In radio and TV. Can you imagine that? And they sent them all down to Mississippi. They had some broadcasters down there to judge them, and that's the results they got. So we were handing out awards for about an hour and a half there last night. The MC of the program was our good friend Dan Dillon, who was, of course, a former broadcaster working for the district attorney. It was good to see Dan last night, and he did a great job, by the way.
I'm sure he did.
There was a lot going on last night. But anyway, just wanted to tell our listeners that, yes, our work is good, but as they all know, but even broadcasters think we're pretty good at what we do, Ted. So there you go.
Well, it's always good for a little validation like that. Did you have any decent chow, I have to ask?
Yeah, they had a pretty good KC strip, you know, and some nice dessert. So it wasn't too bad. You know, it was hotel food.
Well, yeah. I had to ask.
We always want to know what the chow was, so there you go.
Did you run into any familiar faces from days gone by?
I did. I ran into a weatherman from a television station who we used to work with, a very tall fellow who likes to fly a plane. I'm not going to tell you who he is, but you may be able to surmise that. But other than that, there's a young crowd of people that many of them I don't know. And there were a couple of older fellows. I couldn't tell you by name who they were, but they would, hey, how you been? That kind of thing. Guys from other radio markets, you know, around the state. So, yeah, if you've been around a while, we know then. But many of them are not in the business anymore that I know. So there you go.
Well, you're in the
younger generation's taking over, Ted.
You're in the KAB Hall of Fame. They should be kissing your ring.
They should, but, you know, they didn't. I was pretty well, you know, one of those old guys at the radio. So, okay, good. You know. But,
well, I'm glad you got to go last night, and thanks for picking up the awards. And I hope you had a good time.
You had a great time, and thank you for letting me sleep in this morning. And tomorrow morning we'll be back and start a Wednesday morning, and we'll have a great time, as we do every morning with Steve and Ted. We've got a good radio show and a great radio show, and we're going to be back to start again for another week.
Fantastic. Good stuff. Thanks for checking in with us, and have a good day.
All right. Thank you, guys.
There he is, Steve McIntosh, Kansas Association of Broadcaster Hall of Famer. He was at the big banquet last night.
Yeah.
KAB right here in Wichita over at the Marriott. And good to check in with Steve. All right, it's 7:19 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's see what's going on in sports. You know, one of the things that we have going on in sports is it's time for another new season, the beginning of the NBA season tonight.
With the start of the World Series just days away and the NFL season in full swing, sports fans now have the NBA to watch as well. Opening night of the 2024-2025 NBA season features two games, with the defending champion Celtics welcoming the Knicks to Boston at 7:30 Eastern. New York is expected to battle with the Celtics for the top spot in the East after trading for Mikal Bridges and four-time All-Star Karl Anthony Towns during the offseason. At 10 p.m., LeBron James and the Lakers take on the Timberwolves at Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles. James will begin his 22nd season in the league, tying Vince Carter for the most seasons played in NBA history. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yes, the NBA season begins tonight, and it will finish shortly before July 4th. There you go. Long season. All right. Let's take a look at, we will be talking football tonight on the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, hosted by the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtus. That'll be at 6 o'clock this evening over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Chiefs are getting ready to go out west again this week, heading to Las Vegas for a matchup with their division rival, the Raiders. That'll be Sunday afternoon here on KNSS. Chiefs right now, the only unbeaten team in the league, 6-0, and they are on a 12-game winning streak, including that Super Bowl title several months ago. Chiefs Kingdom Show, a lot to talk about tonight, 6 o'clock over on KFH. Well, this Shocker football history, it was 70 years ago on this day. Shocks were in pretty good shape. They were off to a 4-0 start. They go out to Denver to take on the Pioneers, and it did not go well for the Shocks. They lost 27-14. That was the only loss the entire season for the Shockers.
Wow.
They ended up going 9-1 that year. Should have gone to a bowl game, but they were denied. You know who else went 9-1 that year? Denver. That was a powerhouse matchup.
Yeah.
The Shockers and Denver. Both teams finished the year at 9-1. But that was the only loss for the Shocks that season. 27-14 at Denver. That was 70 years ago on this day. And let's take a look at something that happened 40 years ago on this day, which was probably the Chiefs rejoiced. Quarterback Ken Stabler retired 40 years ago on this day. Of course, he was a longtime quarterback for the Chiefs' foe, the Oakland Raiders. Kenny Stabler, the Snake, he went 11-8-1 in his career against the Chiefs. So he beat the Chiefs 11 times over the years. He was a good one, and he put up some battles against the Chiefs over the course of his career. The Snake, Kenny Stabler, quarterback, he retired 40 years ago on this day. And that's sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS. It's 7:22 with Steve and Ted. Coming up, we have a traffic and weather update on the way, and a review finds that your favorite music may help your health. We'll find out more on the House Call for Health. That's coming up next on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 7:30. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Tuesday, October 22nd, and we are currently have a mostly clear sky. The sun is rising. 54 degrees currently on this Tuesday morning. The cost of water in Wichita will be going up soon, but officials don't know how much it will be. City Council holding a workshop today discussing that issue with staff. A decision on the rate increase will be voted on at a later date. Former President Donald Trump spending yesterday traveling in North Carolina. General election just a couple of weeks out.
Former President Trump wants to swing North Carolina red for the third time. Monday, he saw storm damage near Asheville early and spoke to faith leaders near Charlotte late. In between, he rallied in Greenville, saying if the Democrats win in 2 weeks,
Kamala Harris can't say one thing
that she'd do differently from Sleepy Joe Biden.
North Carolina is one of the states most are watching in this election. So far, the state's Board of Elections says just over a million people have already cast their 2024 ballot. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Advance voting began yesterday in Sedgwick County. Election Commissioner Laura Rainwater tells KNSS News.
I want to encourage voters to get out and vote early because the lines on Election Day are going to be long, even though we added 25 more sites. We just have not seen the number of mail ballots applications come in, so I think people are really wanting to vote in person this year.
Rainwater looking at long lines on Election Day itself, November 5th. And she's predicting voter turnout upwards of 65%. President Joe Biden heading to New Hampshire today. He's talking about prescription drug prices.
President Biden will be in Concord, New Hampshire today, where he'll speak at an official event, highlighting what the White House calls the president's work to lower prescription drug costs. We're told the president will be joined at the event by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. The president also expected to stop by a local campaign office to promote the Democratic ticket in New Hampshire. It's the president's third stop to the state this year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A default judgment in excess of $21,000 was entered against a New York shipping broker for engaging in deceptive and unconscionable acts under the Kansas Consumer Protection Act. That matter was investigated by the Office of the District Attorney's Consumer Protection Division here in Sedgwick County after receiving a consumer complaint against JK Auto Shipping. The Consumer Protection Division alleging that JK Auto Shipping violated the act by engaging in price gouging, and deceptive solicitation. The consumer in this case is a woman from the Sedgwick County area. She contracted with JK Auto Shipping to transport her daughter's car from Florida to Kansas for less than $800. She had to pay a $200 deposit. On the day of the scheduled transport, though, JK Auto Shipping told her that the transporter needed $1,000 to deliver the car to Kansas. Well, she reluctantly complied, so she ended up spending a total of $1,200. A 52% price increase from the quoted price. And now that company is facing fines. Textron Aviation today announcing its Cessna Citation CJ-4 Gen 3 prototype aircraft took to the skies for the first time earlier this month. The announcement of that milestone flight follows the company's unveiling of three new Gen 3 products to its Citation light jet family at the National Business Aviation Association Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition in Las Vegas. Those next-generation business jets build upon the legacy of the Citation family, long been recognized as a very popular line of business jets worldwide from Wichita-based Textron Aviation. Vice President Harris and former GOP Congresswoman Liz Cheney courting swing state voters.
Former GOP Congresswoman Liz Cheney warning Republicans thinking of voting for former President Trump.
Please, please study his national security policy. Not only is it not Republican, it's dangerous.
Vice President Harris echoing this at an event in Royal Oak, Michigan.
Pull out of NATO, abandon our friends. Isolationism is not insulation.
Cheney explaining while she's never voted for a Democrat before, the most conservative value is to defend the Constitution.
She's somebody that I know I can count on who will put the good of this country first. There's just no question.
Former President Trump made stops Monday in North Carolina to survey storm damage and meet with faith leaders. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Taiwan expressing concern after spotting Chinese military drills across the sea.
China's been holding live fire exercises off its coast facing Taiwan. They took place near the Pingtan Islands off Fujian province, with ships told to avoid the area. This comes just a week after massive air and sea exercises meant as a warning to Taiwan. The Taiwanese Defense Ministry says it believes China's operation today is part of an annual exercise, but may also be interpreted as a message. Last week, Taiwan counted a record one-day total of 153 Chinese aircraft, 14 Navy vessels, and 12 government ships taking part in drills in the Taiwan Strait. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
It's 7:36 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look at our weather forecast with KSN meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Storms are gone and we go back to sunshine today. High of 86 degrees. A warmer afternoon after not too chilly of a start this morning. A west breeze not going to be too gusty at 8 to 18 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
And currently in Wichita, we do have a mostly clear sky as the sun is up. The breeze out of the south, it's 54 degrees. Here on this Tuesday morning, October 22nd, at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:37 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and that means it's time on a Tuesday morning to check in with the chair of the Sedgwick County Commission, Ryan Beatty. Good morning.
Ted, good to be with you this morning.
Thank you, sir. Here we are at the final, tomorrow will be the final Wednesday of the month. Are you having an agenda meeting? I believe you are.
We are. We're actually having a meeting. Normally, we don't meet on the last Wednesday of the month, but we had a few adjustments on the schedule. And tomorrow's meeting is going to be pretty busy. We've got several items on the agenda, some of them being just normal, ordinary business items. We'll be doing some road and bridge discussions, and we'll be bonding a couple projects for some repairs. I have a rezoning request coming before us, but there's a couple things on the agenda that people are going to find some interest in. The first will be an update from the Sedgwick County Zoo. Mm-hmm. Tim Kaufman, our deputy county manager, will present, and we'll have some of the zoo leadership here to tell us a little bit about all the things happening at the zoo. And one of the things that has kind of made some headlines here recently is we're expecting 5 baby elephants. And I think this is a wonderful testimony of the progression of the Sedgwick County Zoo, particularly in the zoo exhibits and the elephant exhibits. Well, one of the challenges that comes from having 5 new baby elephants coming is that we're going to need a little bit more space. So the zoo is going to present some options to us and discuss the needs of how do we expand maybe the zoo barn and what that looks like and if that's an option that we need to be considering. So that'll be one update. There's another update coming from our county appraiser, Mark Clark. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the results of their compliance from the Kansas Department of Revenue. They have to be within compliance ratios, and he'll give us an update on 2023 and then give us an kind of a year-to-date update through 2024, see how the appraiser's office is doing with compliance. And that's always a big topic of conversation. A lot of people find interest in property valuations, so we'll get that update tomorrow from Mark Clark.
Yeah, those baby elephants all will be arriving, hopefully, healthy, all kind of about the same time, but the gestation period with an elephant is quite lengthy, so we have time to get ready for their arrival.
We do, yeah. And what's really interesting, and this is why having the zoo folks in to kind of talk to you a little bit about what the dynamics are in an elephant herd. And, you know, for guys like me, you know, we just say, hey, just throw them out there, make sure we got a good fence, and all will be good. And if you want to have a healthy herd and you want to have a healthy exhibit, and if you want to really do what's right by animals and what's right by the taxpayers of Sedgwick County, we got to make sure that we're preparing appropriately to not just house, but also nurture these elephants. And, you know, I think one of the things that we are most proud of as Sedgwick County government, and I think all of our people here in the community are really proud of our zoo. You know, this is one of the most popular tourist attractions here in the state of Kansas. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot of investment from the taxpayers and the Zoological Society and those that care deeply philanthropically about our zoo. This is the one thing that the people of this community always seem to rally around is when there's a project or a need at the zoo, people show up and they're very generous. And this is going to be another opportunity to expand what we do at the zoo and demonstrate to the community how much we care about the Sedgwick County Zoo. And there's a need, and it's a need that we can celebrate, but it's a need nonetheless, and we're going to have to really discuss how we prepare for these baby elephants that are coming.
Yeah, and again, the zoo, too, has the wild light exhibit that they've had the last couple of years, and if you haven't been to that, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's fantastic. The zoo does several things all throughout the year. You got Jubilee, obviously, but the wild lights is really a cool exhibit. We went for the first time last year and took our kids, and it's quite a party. So it's we're really proud of the Sedgwick County Zoo.
Of course, your temporary home for the Sedgwick County Commission is the Ruffin Building at Douglas and Broadway downtown. And boy, the removal of the big Calder mobile out of that building, which occurred during the past week, that's quite a change for that building. It's been there since the thing opened.
Yeah, and it's made quite a bit of headlines and news here on social media, and it is a big deal. And there's a lot of people in this community that really do appreciate art and appreciate the value that it brings. And that was kind of a staple of the Ruffin Building. When you walked into that big atrium and you looked up, and it was enormous. And to be quite frank, I've been officing out of there for a little over a year and a half, and I didn't fully understand exactly the value of that piece and what it meant to a lot of people in the art community. So it certainly is a change, obviously, to remove that, and I'm not sure exactly its path and where it's exactly landed, but I do know that the new plane that was donated by the Kansas Aviation Museum is up, and I think it's fabulous. I really do. Looking at this thing, just kind of hovering above the atrium, I think is a really cool exhibit. I think that is also historical value coming from the Aviation Museum on loan over there. And to celebrate the aviation history in this community, I have no problem with that airplane being there. Obviously, it's not our building. We're just leasing space in there for a temporary time. But to see the passing of the torch from the art exhibit to this airplane, I actually think it's a pretty cool deal.
Yep, a change after 50 years. Okay, and I'll finish up. I know you're a baseball guy. Do you have any rooting interest either way for the World Series coming up, Dodgers-Yankees?
Yeah, this is a big one. You know, when I start thinking as an old baseball guy that played professionally, I start thinking about the travel schedule and what that's going to be like to go coast to coast and how tired these guys might get. But, I think both teams are electric. You have some of the best players in the game. You got Otani on the Dodgers. You got Judge and the whole group over there with the Yankees. And there's something so historic about both of these organizations, the Dodgers and the Yankees. And to think about the New York Yankees going, I believe, this is number 27, 28 World Championships they're in pursuit of. Just a storybook tale of who the Yankees organization is and what it represents. And the same could be said for the Dodgers. So this is quintessential baseball. It's classic baseball with classic organizations. And I think we're going to be in for quite a show. I think we got great pitching on both sides. And I think we also have some guys that can really swing the bat too. So this should be a good one. We'll be dialed in at the Beatty House and with no rooting interest whatsoever. Our Royals are they're at home resting and trying to figure out how we're going to go for a pennant again next year. But if I was a betting guy, I think I'd probably put my money on the Yankees.
You know, Ryan, if Sedgwick County or you or me had just 0.1% of the payrolls on either of those teams, we could live in the Bahamas the rest of our life.
We live in Bahamas, but we wouldn't be talking about a new admin building for Sedgwick County government. We'd have that thing donated.
That's right. Exactly. Hey, Ryan, thanks for checking in with us. Have a great week.
Ted, have a good one. Thanks for chatting.
We appreciate it. There he is, the chairman of the Sedgwick County Commission, Ryan Beatty, every Tuesday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. It's 7:44 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And, of course, coming up shortly, the Wichita Business Journal update is on the way. So we'll get some local business news coming your way. KNSS News Time, 7:44. It's 7:49 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We have a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal on the way, and we'll see what Wichita's Textron Aviation is doing with its new Citation jets. That's coming up. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Violence in the Middle East, an airstrike on Beirut, and explosions heard in Tel Aviv.
Two.
A candlelight vigil was held last evening for 12-year-old SMA Hesse. She was hit by a car and killed Saturday afternoon at 13th and Ridge.
One.
Evergy is going to build a couple of high-efficiency natural gas power plants in south-central Kansas, in Sumner and Reno counties. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing a big backup forming right now. This is northbound on I-235, approaching the North Junction and the road construction there. Watch out for a big slowdown in that area. Traffic on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and at 47th Street South and Broadway in the former Kmart building. You can see it all at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear is your home for complete car care.
And we take a look at our weather forecast here on this Tuesday. Looking at a high today of 86 degrees, a little warmer than normal on a mostly sunny day today. Overnight low tonight down to 52 under a mostly clear sky. And then tomorrow, a mostly sunny day on Wednesday, a breezy day tomorrow with a high not quite as warm as today, 79 for the high tomorrow. Currently in Wichita, mostly clear sky. It is, we have a breeze out of the south, 54 degrees on our way to a high of 86 here on this Tuesday at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:51 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's take a look at a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Textron Aviation grabbing some early headlines. Wichita-based company with its Gen 3 line of Citation jets, but not the only company with a big air capital presence looking to make an impact. This week's National Business Aviation Association Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition in Las Vegas. The Greater Wichita Partnership is leading a delegation at the event. That runs today through Thursday, and that does include Aerospace Systems and Components, Inc., Bodycote, Classic Learjet Foundation, and Modig Machine Tool. Also attending are the Wichita State University National Institute for Aviation Research, WSU Tech, the City of Wichita, Harvey County Economic Development, Kansas Department of Commerce, Sedgwick County, and the Wichita Airport Authority. The partnership, the Greater Wichita Partnership, has exhibited at the NBAA BACE since 2005, going to have a booth on the show floor, also holding a Wichita Airport Authority-sponsored happy hour tomorrow. Hey, the organization says highlighting the workforce in South Central Kansas and industry infrastructure are going to be focus points at the prominent annual industry convention starting today in Vegas. Let's take a look at the global stock market. Global shares mostly lower, cautious trading ahead of earnings reports around the globe. Shares in Frankfurt, Hong Kong, and Shanghai have gone up today, while other major benchmarks fell. The Japanese yen weakened against the U.S. dollar, oil prices edging lower. The Federal Reserve now cutting interest rates. Optimists hope stocks can rise even further amid expectations that the American economy can ease out of inflation. Critics, though, warn that stock prices have climbed faster than corporate profits and may be too expensive. And that puts pressure on companies to deliver growth in profits. All right. As we get ready for another stock market yet to open here in America on this Tuesday. And that is a business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Steve and Ted on KNSS. More local business news from the Business Journal coming up exactly 1 hour from now. So don't miss that. It's 7:53 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We were just talking about the big air show in Las Vegas, the convention. We've got a different kind of spectacle developing in Las Vegas after the closing of the Tropicana and the Mirage casinos this year. Millions of items that once filled those casinos have been meticulously sorted, sold, donated, or put in the dumpster. It's a process that can take months, especially if the casino is destined for demolition. Artifacts pulled from the Tropicana before it was imploded less than 2 weeks ago include crystal chandeliers that once lit its swanky lounge and vintage showgirl feathers from the casino's famous topless show.
Of course.
Preservationists and historians say the history of the Las Vegas landmarks will live on in museums and through special collections around the world. Some of that stuff that did not get tossed will be sent elsewhere, find its home in other places.
All right.
There are more than 47,000 people in Bibb County, Georgia. That's about 80 miles south of Atlanta. And I'm talking about 47,000 people who are eligible to vote, but don't vote. That is four times the number of votes that President Biden carried the state by in 2020. So the people in Bibb County, Georgia could make a difference if they would vote. But most of those voters are black and poor. And not even the prospect of Vice President Harris's candidacy is likely to get them to the polls. Non-voters are the most complicated piece of the electoral puzzle in a state, Georgia, that could decide the presidency. Of course, that's why you see these candidates constantly stumping and constantly urging people to vote, because the ones that don't certainly have a sway on any election result if enough of them don't vote.
Right.
And that's kind of what the dynamic is in Bibb County, Georgia, about 80 miles south of Atlanta. All right. It's 7:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a big 8 o'clock hour coming up. I believe we have a special guest from Fox News.
We do.
And we'll talk about minimum wage and workers getting tipped and a couple of states that are talking about that. We've also got sports and business and weather coming up and entertainment news in the blur in the 8 o'clock hour.
That's right. And in the blur, I'll tell you about a concert that's getting some rescheduled dates and maybe a new show at Amazon Prime. We'll tell you all about it coming up on the blur.
All right. Looking forward to it. Big 8 o'clock hour on the way. KNSS News Time, 756.